Hotline. The show where you interview the biggest stars in rock and roll. Rockline is brought to you by Prison Break on Fox. Hi, I'm Bob Coburn in Los Angeles. And tonight, from Albany, New York, we welcome James Taylor. To speak with James, call the toll-free Rockline at 1-800-344-ROCK. That's 1-800-344-7625. One number toll-free from anywhere in the U.S. or Canada. And now, let's welcome our guest. James Taylor has just released his 16th album. This time it's all songs written by others with the apropos title, Covers. Rockline welcomes Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Songwriter Hall of Fame member James Taylor. How have you been, James?
Hey, good. I've been good. Bob, doing fine.
It's great to have you join us tonight. Thanks for coming in, and congratulations on Covers. It's a stirring and wonderful CD.
Thanks. We had a lot of fun making it, and I feel good having it out there finally, yeah.
Now, I heard you strumming on an acoustic guitar. You perhaps play a little something for us a little later in the show?
I do have this in here. Are you getting that?
Yeah, oh, absolutely, yeah. That sounds rich. All right, we'll do that later. I want to talk to you about this album, though. You're no stranger to covers. You know, I think of How Sweet It Is and Up on the Roof and Handyman, and You've Got a Friend. Why though, choose to do an entire album of covers this time around?
Well, yeah, I have always done. I've loved covering other people's music, and generally speaking, we would cut one cover song per record. When we played live over the years, we developed sort of a catalog of tunes. You know, songs that never made it onto a record, but that we had these great live arrangements of, and I've had it in mind for a long time now to get that into the studio. The other thing is that I tour with this fantastic band. Actually, they're the people I usually record with too. So I really wanted to sort of feature that band on an album, and covers was the best way to do that. Yeah.
Well, when you're looking at a song that someone else has written, do you need to, as a performer, find an angle or a different read on the songs to properly cover them?
I think, generally speaking, these are songs that I've always loved, you know, for one reason or another, and so you're not going to get sort of a better version of the original. What you need is a sort of a different take on it. You want it. That's exactly right, Bob. You want to sort of come in at it from a different angle and bring something new to the tune. So. Usually that's just it happens in the process of sort of reharmonizing it in my guitar style and the limitations of my the sort of preferences that I have harmonically and when I work something up on guitar, that's usually what takes it in a different direction.
Were there any songs that you tried to perform for this album and they just didn't have the right vibe and you moved on to others?
You know, we did. We cut there are 12 songs on the album, but we cut 19 things. So we did have a hell of a time trying to figure out what to leave off. And it was difficult. I would love to find some way to get those extra ones out there, and we've been talking to the record label about doing that a little bit, about how to get them out, either a digital release of some sort or maybe just make them available from the website or whatever, but we did cut a lot of things. We aside from the 12 that are on here, we also cut a version of Midnight Hour. We cut Knock on Wood. We cut a Tom Waits tune. We cut an old Chuck Berry tune, Memphis. We cut a Silhouettes tune from the 50s, a song called Get a Job. So, you know, we did. We cut a lot of stuff we didn't get on the record.
I know there's four that are in a limited edition that you did for a TV channel. Are they still available, or have those kind of had their day, so to speak?
That's a good question. I don't know. I don't know if they sold all the ones they made, but that was good to be able to. We put Midnight Hour, Knock on Wood, a song from the musical Oklahoma, Oh, What a Beautiful Morning, And what else did we do on that? Oh, yeah, we put Get a Job on there, too. So we, you know, nowadays when people do a recording project, they like to have, you know, extra bonus tracks to sort of do a promotion or to make a release in a different country or a different territory sort of unique. And we've got a lot of those. So what I'm hoping is we'll make them available over the internet or some other way. You know.
James Taylor is here to take your calls. Your calls will be coming up shortly, so get them in now. Toll free, 1-800-344-ROCK. That's 1-800-344-7625. He'll play live in a few minutes as well. I want to start with Seminole Wind this evening, the John Anderson song. Tell us about what drew you to that song. This is one of the stand-on songs in the album, I think.
Yeah, I really like this one. I've loved the tune ever since the first time I heard it. It's kind of it's got a kind of a swampy thing to it, John Anderson is thought of as a country artist, but he's definitely got a roots thing to his songs, and Sean Colvin and I performed this song a few times at a couple of different benefits we did. That's when I worked it up the first time, and when we got in the studio, we took a run at it. Turned out nice, I think.
I saw you do it on Letterman too, and you did a great job, you and your band.
Thanks. Yeah, no, that was I was playing with that great Letterman band, you know, and that was sweet. It's always nice to work with Paul Schaefer and Will Lee and Sid and the rest of the players, yeah.
Those guys can play anything. Let's listen to it now. Seminole Wind from the album Covers by James Taylor on Rockline. Seminole Wind, it's James Taylor. The album is Covers. It's new, and we will feature that album tonight on Rockline. James will play live for us as well, and you can speak with him. I mean, how cool is that? You can pick up the phone and call 1-800-344-ROCK and speak with James Taylor tonight on Rockline. I'm Bob Coburn from the Cover CD, a little bit of Summertime Blues to take us to the first time out.
I've been working all summer just to try to make a dollar, yeah. Every time I call my baby, send no dice, son, you got to worry. Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do. There ain't no cure for the summertime blues. Way down here.
Taste of Mexico for you there. I'm Bob Coburn with James Taylor. And your calls at 1-800-344-ROCK. I told you to get your calls in. All the lines are jammed up already. Cindy is in Omaha, Nebraska. We welcome Cindy to Rockline. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Cindy, Omaha.
Yes. I've seen you twice here.
Yeah. We get to Omaha as often as we can, but it was, I guess, a year and a half ago or something. It wasn't too long ago.
Yes, at the Orpheum.
Yeah.
Very nice. I enjoyed it very much.
Thanks, I'm glad you were there.
Yes. Hey, there's a song called Beautiful Nebraska. I'd love to hear you sing it sometime.
Let me write it down.
Yeah, Beautiful, I Nebraska. Think you sing it really well.
Okay.
It's our state song. And it's nothing to do with football.
What would you like to ask James tonight, Cindy?
I really like the song Sadie, and I was wondering if you could tell me why you chose that and if there's a story behind it.
Well, you know, it's like I always thought that Sadie would be the perfect Mother's Day song. You know, it's sort of an unabashed song about mom. You know, mom appreciation. And I guess in the post-Freudian world, people get a little nervous about, you know, singing songs about mom. But this is a beautiful sort of testimony. It was a Spinner's song originally, and we used to use this song at sound checks to get the vocal balance right, you know, because it's got that chorus that just goes around and around, and everyone loves that song. All my singers love that song. So that was really how we came across the tune. It's not one of their better known songs, perhaps, but it's always been my favorite.
I love the diversity on the album. Spinners and Dixie Chicks and Leonard Cohen and Holland Dozier Holland and just a lot of ground that you cover in this album, which I think is really, really cool.
Yeah, no, thanks. I really love every possible type of music. There's always an example that I can get into. So I'm all over the map.
Cindy, thanks for joining us tonight, and I'm sure James will be back in Omaha before too very long. We will go to Missouri right now to speak with Emily, who's located in Springfield. Welcome to Rockline, Emily.
Hi, how you doing, James?
Hi, Emily, I'm good. How's things in Springfield?
Absolutely groovy here. The leaves are beautiful. It's a great time of year here. I just wanted, speaking of that, I wanted to thank you for the color and the joy that your music has brought to my life for many years, and thank you for that, and congratulations on your new release. It's wonderful.
Oh, great. Thanks, Emily. I appreciate you saying that.
I do have a question for you.
Let's go away.
I'm a performing singer-songwriter and indie musician, and okay. I just wanted to know how you choose your band members and your vocalists, because I want to open for you sometime. You know, they say if you want something, you got to ask the universe for it.
Yeah, no, that's right. You do. That's right. Well, you know, I tend to form lasting relationships with players. Some of the people in this band and that are featured on this album, we go back to the mid '70s. I guess Steve Gadd and I first played together back then. Arnold McCullough, David Lasley, we sang together on I guess my album JT, and that was in '76. I seem to remember. So, you know, it's not very often that a position opens up, as it were. You know, I think it's just there's a musical community out there, and if you play enough and if you get your music out there and just follow it, you know, it'll lead you where you need to go. I'd like to think.
And I guess with this new album covers, you're kind of an indie guy too now, huh?
Well, you know, that seems to be the way things work best for me now, is to think of a project, to go to work on the thing, and then to find the right partner to sort of hook up with business-wise and get the thing out there. And it's good. It's a good way to work because there's, you know, one of the things that used to drive me nuts about, as lucky as one was to get a big contract with a large record house, a big label, you know, as soon as you sign the thing, the people you signed with are gone. I mean, they're out the door, and you are, you know, 10 years later, wondering who you should call on the phone, you know. So this is good. This is a good way to work. I'm really liking this. This is the second project we've done with Hear Music and Starbucks as a sort of central partner, and if you can work it, it's a great way to go.
And you have Concord behind you for distribution, so that takes care of that. We're focusing tonight.
Concord and Universal, yeah, that's mm-hmm. right. Yeah.
We're focusing on the new album covers tonight. We'll play more of that, and James is going to perform live in a few minutes as well, and I know he's going to do at least one song off the new album. But I do want to play some of the songs out of the past, and I've always loved this song, and I get to play it tonight on Rockline. James Taylor with Steamroller.
Well, I'm a steamroller, babe. I'm bound to roll all over you. It seems how lately, babe, got a bad case of steamroller blues.
That's just great stuff there. Steamroller James Taylor is our guest tonight on Rockline. All the lines are on hold at 1-800-344-ROCK. Hang in there. Maybe you can get on the air tonight with James. Rockline is brought to you by Fox. Fox Monday, be there for an all-new heart-pounding episode of Prison Break right after a new Terminator, the Sarah Connor Chronicles. That's Monday on Fox. And our contest for Sarah Connor, the Terminator, ends this Sunday, so log on at rocklineradio.com and get your entry in. You can win a trip to Los Angeles. We'll listen to a little bit of I'm a Roadrunner into break two here.
You can love me if you want to, never I do declare. When I'm getting restless, yeah, I know I got to move somewhere.
Something in the way she moves.
Welcome back to Rockline and Bob Coburn with James Taylor and your calls at 1-800-344-ROCK. Log on to rocklineradio.com. You can see us coming up on the show. We have a couple of plugged-in live electric performances scheduled here in the Rockline studio. Glenn Hughes joins us next week with Chad Smith of the Red Hot Chili Peppers on drums, and I'm really looking forward to that. And then as Christmas approaches, Trans-Siberian Orchestra will come in and perform live in the Rockline studio as well. And by the way, we stream our shows, so they'll be up at rocklineradio.com. For about 2 weeks, so you can listen again, recommend it to a friend, whatever you choose to do. Time now for the Rockline Encore question. It's brought to you by Radio Shack. Sammy Hagar was our guest last week, and I know Sammy's a huge James Taylor fan. In fact, I've given Sammy James Taylor CDs for his birthday, so I know for a fact he's a giant fan. Let's listen to Sammy's question here.
James, this is Red Rocker Sammy Hagar. I haven't seen you in a long time, good buddy. You know I love you, James, and I just want to know if at the end of your show, if you still bust out and do the twist, because when I saw you do that in Universal Amphitheater in L.A. one year, I jumped out of my seat. It was like, you know, you kept me back so long. You kept me just so mellow, and then all of a sudden you busted into the twist, and I lost it. I came up, James. I've never had experience like that since. Do you still do that in your show?
That's good. You know, we should have cut the twist this time. It was a novelty number, to be sure, but it started as a joke, and then it turned out to be a solid groove. You know, so yeah, we haven't, Sammy. We haven't done that since that tour, and it was a couple of years back. So thanks for reminding me. I should have remembered that. Then maybe Volume 2.4, we'll put the twist on. Yeah.
Well, you certainly made an impression on Sammy that night, that's for sure.
Yeah. No, it was good. It's actually a great tune to play. It's a scream, you know.
Yeah, it's a fun song, you know. It's all about having a good time.
Yeah, it's so light, it's empty, you know.
There's so many people lined up to speak with you. I'll go back to the phones right now. From Portland, Maine, we welcome Michael. Michael, you're on Rockline with James Taylor.
Great, Portland.
Hi, James.
Hey, Michael. Hey.
It's such an honor to speak with you. You've always been, not to just praise you up or anything, but you've always been such an icon to me, and you've helped me through a lot. I've always felt nurtured by your music. In fact, I work on a golf course groundskeeping, and for the first 3 weeks, I think I played Sweet Baby James, just the only music, just to keep me going, because it's just so mellow and groovy.
Well, thanks, man. I appreciate you listening. I love to play in Portland. That's we play that Civic Arena in town whenever we can, and it's a great place. It's a great town.
Cool. I had a question. I wonder if you remember a certain fellow who jammed with you in a studio way back called James Liebisch. James Liebisch?
James
Liebisch. He's a good friend of mine. He said you promised you'd have him in his band, but he got on drugs and went off the road for a while.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess that explains it then. No, you know, we kind of lost touch. So I'm interested to hear what how's he doing these days?
Oh, he's doing good. He's my great friend, and we're great friends, and he's getting along just fine. Carpentry, music, and all that. And he's got off the drugs. He's been through prison since, and but he tells me tales of jamming with you in a chance session in a studio where. I just thought that was amazing. I'm like, you jam with James Hill. That's amazing. Hey,
well, you give him my regards and tell him to keep it up, to hang in.
Anything else tonight, Michael?
Yes, I do have a question about Mean Old Man. I love that song. I took to that song. I think it's a 2002 release. And it James, is. You still there?
Yeah, it was on our October Road album. Yeah, that's right. My last album of original tunes. Sure.
Right. I just express a little. I love how it goes from being a mean old man to being bad to his nurse, and then getting back just what he gave, and it only made him worse. And then he surrenders sort of to being a good old puppy dog at the end. And I'm wondering if this is about you or someone you know.
Well, it's got a lot of things in there. You could say that song was about me and my Caroline. There's a song on the album also called Caroline, I See You, and that's she and I have been together now for since 1995, and she did. She just turned me around completely. She was patient. She waited me out, and it's really been the best thing that ever happened to me. So I gotta say, yeah, that song is about me and about her.
And she performs on the new album covers as well. Thanks for calling us tonight, Michael.
Great, Michael. Thanks, man.
We always keep the number toll-free for Canada. That's a good thing because Scott called. He's in Uxbridge, Ontario. Welcome to Rockline, Scott.
Thank you very much. How are you doing, James?
Hey, I'm doing good. Uxbridge.
Yeah, it's up near a little town near Greenbank. You had a guitar made by a friend of mine up here about 10, 15 years ago, I guess.
Yeah, that's right. And my son, Ben, who by the way, has an excellent album out now called... A Kung Folk, The Legend of the Killing Bite, Volume 1. Ben plays he's touring now on the in the Pacific Northwest, opening for John Hyatt, and Ben plays that guitar all the time. If I could get it back from him, I would play it too.
I enjoyed playing it myself, but anyway, I want to get to the question. I know there's lots of other callers here, but...
Okay, man.
I just wanted to let you know that I've been coming to your concert since 1971. A lot of times down in Toronto at Massey Hall, and great place for you to play. I'd love to have you come back there anytime.
It is too, yeah.
We've been wondering if you've got any plans for some of your original material. If you're looking forward to doing some of that, and you had mentioned at one point too as offering up an instructional project for those of us who like to study your guitar style and wondering how that's going.
That's exactly right. Those are the next two projects. I'm working on a batch of my own tunes now, and hopefully around this time next year we'll get in the studio with that. We'll record that in the barn as we did this album of covers, and. We also will start working on presenting my guitar styles, such as it is, and for what it's worth. A lot of people I know teach my guitar technique, and I thought it would be good just to have a record of it out there, make a DVD, an instructional DVD. So those are the two things that are on the front burner right now.
Scott, thanks for joining us tonight. I'm Bob Coburn. Our guest is James Taylor. Tonight on Rockline, I'm in Los Angeles. James is in Albany, New York. I cannot see you, but I'd like you to play something live. What do you have in mind for us tonight?
I'll play three things for you. And this first one is the only song off the new record that I can give you just with solo guitar, because the album is definitely a band album, and but this is a song that I it's a Leonard Cohen tune. I learned it by listening to Judy Collins' version of it way back in, you know, the last century somewhere. A great song by Leonard Cohen called Suzanne, and let's see how I can do it here. Suzanne takes you down to a place by the river. You can see the boats go by and you can spend the night forever. And you know that she's half crazy, that's why you want to be there. And she feeds you tea and oranges that come all the way from China. And just when you mean to tell her that you have no love to give her, she gets you on a wavelength and she lets the river answer that you've always been her lover. And Jesus was a sailor when he walked out on the water, and he spent a long time watching from a lonely wooden tower. And when for certain only drowning men could see him, he said, all men will be sailors then until the seas freed them. But he himself was broken long before the sky would open. Forsaken, almost human, he sank beneath your wisdom like a stone. And you want to travel with him, and you want to travel blind, and you think maybe you'll trust him, 'cause you've touched his perfect body with your mind. Takes your hand and she leads you by the water, and she's wearing rags and feathers from Salvation Army counters, and the sun pours down like honey on Our Lady of the Harbor. She shows you where to look between the garbage and the flowers. There are heroes in the seaweed, there are children in the morning. They are leaning out for love, and they will lean that way forever, while Suzanne holds the mirror. And you want to travel with her, and you want to travel blind, and you think maybe you trust her, 'cause you've touched her perfect body with your mind.
That's beautiful, James. That is just excellent.
Thank you.
Great song and really well done. And, of course, on the album covers, Yo-Yo Ma accompanies you on cello on that song.
Mm-hmm.
That was excellent.
Yeah. Yo-Yo, who I met through my wife, who works in the classical music field. Yo-Yo lives in the same neighborhood and same vicinity of Western Massachusetts, where we cut this thing, so we got him to. He's the only overdub on the whole record. We got him to overdub on that.
Well, without him, that was just superb.
Thanks.
What else do you have in mind for us today?
Well, I'll play a couple of old things. This is a song I'm often asked, do you get tired of playing songs after, you know, after 40 years, or sometimes maybe 1,000 or 1,500 times, I must have played some of these songs, and for some reason maybe tonight will be the exception, but so far it hasn't failed me, hasn't let me down. So this is a song I wrote in 1968 when I was signed to Apple Records. I was homesick. I was surrounded by the Beatles. They had signed me to their Apple record label, and it was definitely a life-changing event. And still, I was just overwhelmed by homesickness for a while. I knew it was time for me to get back home. So this is a song about my North Carolina home.
Can't you just feel the moonshine? Ain't it just like a friend of mine hit me from behind? Well, I'm going to Carolina in my mind. Cameron, she's a silver sun, babe. Walk her away and watch it shine. Watch her watch the morning come. So dear appearing now, while I'm crying and I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. There ain't no doubt in no one's mind that love's the finest thing around. Whisper something soft and kind. Hey baby, the sky's on fire, I'm dying, ain't I? I'm born in Carolina in my mind. In my mind, I'm born in Carolina. Can't you see the sunshine? Can't you just feel the moon shining? It is like a friend of mine hit me from behind. I'll be gone to Carolina in my mind. Dark and silent, late last night, I think I might have heard the highway calling. Geese in flight and dogs at by. Signs and mighty omens say I'm going gone to Carolina in my mind. It's where the holy host of others stand around me. Still I'm on the dark side of the moon, and it looks like it goes on like this forever, oh, you must forgive me. If I am gone to Carolina in my mind, in my mind I'm gone to Carolina. Can't you see the sunshine? To just feel the moonshine. It is like a friend of mine. He hit me from behind. I'll be gone to Carolina in my mind. Oh, I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. Yeah. Yes, I'm gone.
superb. I would say once again it did not fail you. That is just excellent. You were signed by the Beatles. My gosh, James.
Yes, it was. I was a huge Beatles fan. You know, like so many others. But I followed everything they did microscopically, and I learned to play by. And you know, they were a big part of my musical education. So just listening and trying to copy them. So when fate washed me up on their doorstep, it was an amazing a turn of events. It was I, like someone opened a door, and the rest of my life was on the other side of it. It was a remarkable thing.
It always comes down to songs, and they had so many great, great songs.
Mm-hmm.
And different phases of their career. You said you'd play another one. What else do you have in mind? This is excellent. I'm really enjoying this.
Well, this is a song that while I was away in London, I spent a year there. I made my first album. I came back you know, rid hard and put away wet. I was exhausted and really pretty much thrashed when I got back to these shores. But while I was away, my older brother Alex and his wife Brandit had a kid, first child born to our generation in my family, and they had named the kid after me, little baby James. So I immediately, as soon as I got back to the States, I went down to see Alex and Brent and little James. So while I was driving down to North Carolina, this song occurred to me. I was trying to think of what kind of tune would be good for a little varmint like James, and it had to be a cowboy lullaby, lights out in the bunkhouse, go to sleep, you little buckaroo, that kind of thing, and you know, Roy Rogers or Gene Autry. So that was where this song came from.
There's a young cowboy lives on the range. His horse and his cattle there. Waiting for the summer, his pastures to change. And as the moon rises, he sits by his fire, to the thinking about women and glasses of beer. Crows in an eye as the doggies retire, sings out a song. So, but it's clear, just as it may, someone could hear. He says goodnight, all you moonlight ladies. Papa, bye, sweet baby Jane. Keep greens and blues for the colors I choose. To let me go down in my dream. Yes, I'll rock her by my sweet baby James. Now the 1st of December, covered with snow. Yes, and so was the turnpike from Stockbridge in Boston. Cheers seem dreamlike on account of that frost. And 10 miles behind me and 10,000 more to go, you know. There's a song that they sing when they take to the highway. A song that they sing when they take to the sea. A song that they sing of their home in the sky. Maybe you can believe it if it
helps you to sleep. Just that singing seemed to work fine for me. So good night, all you moonlight ladies. Rock on my old sweet baby Jane. Keep greens and blues for the others I choose. Won't you let me go down my dreams? Oh, rock-a-bye, my sweet baby Jane.
Always let the last note ring out there. That's just beautiful. How old is James now? Any idea?
He's older. He's older than I am now. He's, no, I don't know. James is, let's see. He was born in 68. He's 30.
30? Wow.
Yep.
Wonder what he thinks when he hears that. We have to take a time out. 40. We'll come back in just a moment. Go, what's that, James?
40.
40. 40. 40. Yeah, 40.
Do
yeah,
I
there
hear?
You go.
Yeah.
Math was never my strong suit either. We'll come back in just a moment. We have more of your phone calls coming up and more of the new album off CD and another classic for you as well. You're listening to Rockline, and Rockline is brought to you by Fox. Fox Monday, be there for an all-new heart-pounding episode of Prison Break. It's an addictive show, a really good action show. It's right after Terminator, the Sarah Connor Chronicles. That's Monday on Fox. It's Growing is the first song on the new album covers, and it takes us to timeout number three.
Summer sun, our baby's growing. I can tell by the time it's been told by more than one. It's growing. Every day grows a little more than it was on the day before. My love for you.
Like we said at the beginning of the show, there have been some cover songs over the years. James said, usually one an album. This is the first album of all covers, though, and appropriately titled covers. Let's get some calls in the air from Milwaukee. Phil, here I'm with James Taylor.
Hello, James.
Hey, Phil.
Superb new album.
Thanks, man. I'm glad you like it. It feels great.
Just a question. You mentioned your son, Ben, before. Did you encourage your older children to pursue musical careers or just let it happen?
You know, it was mainly just a matter of letting it happen. They traveled with me for years and years, and just basically sort of grew up on the bus. When they would spend time with me, when they visit with me, it was usually out on the road. You know, so they just got such a dose of that. You know, such a big. Part of their life was that environment, that it wasn't at all surprising that both of them ended up singing and performing on stage and performing live. So it's not so much that I intended that for them. I know how difficult and hazardous it can be, but that's where they wanted to go, and I'm really proud of them.
When the EMP opened in Seattle, the Experience Music Project, I got to work on a project with your daughter Sally. What a lovely lady, and what a talented lady too! She's a great performer.
Sally's great. I mean, she and her husband Dean have a young kid now, a little baby, Bodie is his name, and he's just a year now. She grandfathered me thoughtlessly, but anyway, no, it's a great thing, you know. He's a great little spark, you know, a little ornery little thing, you know, and she's just doing great. So yeah.
That's good to hear. Phil from Milwaukee, thanks for joining us tonight.
Thanks, Phil. Yeah.
Let's go to Pittsburgh and talk to Tim. Tim, you're on Rockline with James Taylor.
Hi, James.
Hey, Tim.
How are you? It's a wonder of a lifetime to talk to you, sir.
Well, thank you very much. My pleasure. Where did you say you were?
I'm from Pittsburgh. I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Okay, great. Pittsburgh, yeah.
Well, listen, I want to tell you two things, a couple quick things. Happy holidays early, first of all.
Okay, thanks, yeah.
Secondly, I have the new CD covers, and I also actually have your first CD on Apple that you did on the Beatles label. It's actually hard to find, but I actually have it. And I want to ask you about the covers album, though, James. How did you narrow it down to 12 songs? That had to be very difficult.
It was. We cut like 19 things. Getting it down to getting it down to 12 was painful. I mean, it was because you know the other seven songs I really love some of them, and I don't know. Eventually, we hope to find a way to get that out there, either over the website or we'll do like a digital release, a streamable thing, but we will make those available. It turns out, really, that Tim, that the sessions which happened over a 10-day period and were essentially live sessions, they were this. I as I get time on it, away from it now, and look at it in hindsight, it was a real musical event, just a rare unusual thing to have 12 players of that caliber in the same place at the same time, and I'd like to make get all of the tunes, not just the 12 on the album, but the other seven as well. I'd like to make them available because I think of it as having been all part of that, the same session, the same very distinct period of time. So it was tough. We took to narrow it down. I took everyone's I was checking using the eight ball to the magic eight ball to,
yeah,
to
right.
Using the Ouija board, taking flipping coins, it was very difficult, but eventually we boiled it down to these 12.
Tim, I have the first album on CD, too, and I guard it. I take really good care of it. I was in Lubbock, Texas recently to go back for a football game at my alma mater at Texas Tech there. They have a really great Buddy Holly monument and a whole tour that you can take now. And the last song on the album was written by Norman Petty and Buddy Holly, Not Fade Away. You do a great job on this. What attracted you to this particular song?
That's another one of those songs that we did live. Many tours we would do that live, and it was just a rabble rouser, got everybody on their feet. When we took it into the barn, when we took it into the studio and recorded it, Steve Gadd went to brushes on the thing, which was an interesting. He sort of went low on it. And then he overdubbed timpani throughout the whole thing, like he played timpani on the thing, which moving a lot of air down there, way down low. It's a tune that's been covered countless times by a lot of different people, and it made it onto the album. I love this version of it.
Rolling Stones, Grateful Dead, and now James Taylor. Think the last song in an album is important, and that is the last song on covers. Not our last song for the night, though. We're coming back for more. There's one line open right now at 1-800-344-ROCK. Give it a shot. Maybe you can get on the air with James Taylor tonight on Rockline, which is brought to you by Fox. Fox Monday, be there for an all-new heart-pounding episode of Prison Break, and that's right after Terminator, the Sarah Connor Chronicles, Monday on Fox. Log on to rocklineradio.com. Enter our Terminator Sarah Connor Chronicles contest. It ends Sunday, so you need to get this done to win a trip to Los Angeles. You can find out who's coming up on the show, and we'll stream this show for 2 weeks, too, so you can listen to it again. We're back in just a moment. Some Days You Gotta Dance takes us to the next break.
He said thank you when you come with me. Don't wanna have to stay. My heart was thumping. I was jumping. I had to get away.
Someday.
So many good songs over the years. A little country road for you there. I'm BC Bob Coburn with James Taylor and your calls. We'll welcome Alan from North New Portland, Maine. Hi, Alan.
Good evening, Mr. Taylor.
Hello, Alan. How are you doing?
To speak with you.
My pleasure.
Question has to do with the song Poor, Poor, Pitiful Me. Is it true that Warren Zevon wrote that song about you and that's why you redid it on the tribute album to him?
No, it may be true that he wrote it about me. I'm not sure, but if that's the case, I'm not aware of it because I did not get on that tribute album. Alan, you got to be confusing me with someone else. So I'm sorry I didn't too, but
You know, I knew Warren really well. I do not think that song was written about you. And, you know, I can't say 100%, but I don't think it's not.
I always figured it was taking the mickey out of himself for feeling sorry for himself. You know, it was it's great.
And Linda Ronstadt covered it and had the big hit with it, actually. So
she did.
Yeah. Alan, thanks for joining us. Let's talk to John in Pueblo, Colorado. Welcome to Rockline, John.
How you doing?
We're good.
Hey, John, I'm doing good.
Good. First, I want to say it's an honor and a pleasure to talk to you, James. I really appreciate all your music. And the question I have is, you've always been an inspiration to me, and I just really want to know who's your inspiration.
Oh, well, you know, that's a long list. And I would say, the music that I heard growing up was mostly show tunes, Broadway tunes and stuff. That's what my folks like to play. But they played some... Huddy Leadbetter, Leadbelly songs. They had a Leadbelly record. They had some Woody Guthrie around the house. They played the Weavers. I got some sort of blues, some folk music, my older brother Alex was really my main early introduction to a wider sort of more contemporary kind of music. He brought home Ray Charles and Don Covey and Joe Tex. He brought home, Carla Thomas. He brought home James Brown and that stuff just opened my head up. Later on, I would say my favorite guitar player. There are a lot, but. I would say that Ry Cooder is the person that whose guitar playing is the most powerful, hits me the hardest because he's a great, great player. You know, songwriters, obviously the Beatles, Lennon McCartney, Randy Newman, Joni Mitchell, Carole King. I've had an awful lot of another very strong influence on me was the Brazilian bossa nova movement that Stan Getz, Tony Jobim, Joao Gilberto record. That was an amazing eye-opener to me and moved me a lot. I used to listen to Eddie Palmieri and the Fania All-Stars, the salsa music, Afro-Cuban music by Arsenio Rodriguez, all kinds of stuff, just a certain percentage of that has got to be light classical music too. So, you know, a lot of stuff.
By the way, for our Rockline listeners, Ry Cooder has a new album out that is just absolutely special. It's a really good one. You might want to look into that. I want to play Fire and Rain. Tell us about this song, how it came about, and how important it is to you.
Well, Fire and Rain is, for better or for worse, is this a song that pretty much introduced me to a larger audience. I think it sort of bagged me as being the sensitive singer-songwriter, which is, you know, not exactly accurate, I was of course thrilled to have the exposure and the recognition. It was written in 68-69 over a sort of a 3-month period of time. There are sort of three different kind of, the three verses are sort of snapshots of my life at that time, a very personal song. Something that I continue to play down the years, because people want to hear it, and that's the main thing for me. I like the exchange with my audience live. That's what it's all about.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. There's just a few things coming my way this time around now.
Just defines classic. What a great song, a magical song. James Taylor's Fire and Rain. More calls for James now. Grand Rapids, Michigan. Denny's located there. Denny, you're on the air on Rockline.
Hey, James. Honored to talk to you. I love your guitar playing and singing, songwriting.
Thanks, man. Thank you, Denny. Good to talk to you.
Thank you. Yeah, working the third shift here, but I was wondering, Secret of Life, such a great song. How did that come to you? Was it fast that came to you or over
time? Yeah. It was Denny. Some tunes it'll take, there are songs that have taken me 12 years to finish, and 50 miles in shoe leather, but Secret of Life just spilled out. I remember I was sitting on the stairs in my home on Martha's Vineyard, in a patch of sun, playing the guitar, and the song just delivered a complete in almost the amount of time that it takes to play it. So more of those, please, whatever gods out there are sending them along, because that was like a gift, a whole package.
That must be amazing when that happens.
It's there is no better feeling, than making a connection like that and having a song come through. It's a great thing.
James, should we talk to Mary?
Mary, let's talk to Mary.
Mary's in beautiful Baltimore, Maryland. Welcome to Rockline, Mary.
Hi, James. How are you?
I'm good, Mary. How are you doing? How are things in Baltimore?
Oh, they're just wonderful. I've seen you about 15 times in Baltimore.
Great. Yeah, it's a great place for us to play, sure.
Lifelong fan. You've brought immeasurable happiness to my life, I have to say.
Thank you, my dear.
And I have a question for you. Out of all the songs that you've written, can you think of one that has given you the most meaning in your life or has meant the most? I know it's hard to pin it down, but...
Well, you know, I tend to like songs, things that I've done recently... just because they're new and fresh but there are a few songs that I think I keep going back to. The two that I played tonight on the air, Carolina and Sweet Baby James, I think if I can claim those tunes, I'm proud of those. I think they really came out well, and I was lucky to have written them. Those two songs also they sort of speak for me emotionally. I would mention those two. You know,
do you have a favorite on covers?
You know,
Somehow, Wichita Lineman, which is I love the Glenn Campbell version of that beautiful Jim Webb tune. But I learned the song from Jim Webb at Carnegie Hall during a benefit that we were both doing there. He taught me the song. I performed it there, and this is like our third take of the tune on the album. Just really came together well. So I think I'm going to say, yeah, between that and Hound Dog, which was just a goof, just a complete casual whim to do a version of Hound Dog. And the way the band played, it was perfect. It was just perfect. So.
Little more Big Mama Thornton in there than Elvis Presley for me, the way
right,
he did
it. Absolutely. Well researched. Right you are. It was. That was what informed that tune, was Big Mama Thornton.
We are not done. Come back with us. You're listening to Rockline and James Taylor.
When you're walking down that street and you ain't had enough to eat, the glitter rubs right.
Carolina, thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Excellent calls tonight. Thanks to our affiliate radio stations, to Pat Cooney at WAMC-FM in Albany, New York, for doing such a great job with James, to Jimmy Del Balzo, Jim, Rocky, you rule. Thanks for everything. JamesTaylor.com is the website. Any shout-outs you'd like to do, James, before we sign
off
here?
Well, I want to thank Jim Del Balzo, and I want to thank the people here at AMC as well, WAMC, but I want to thank you, Bob, for this show, for the opportunity to talk to some people out there and make some connections. It was great, and I look forward to doing it again sometime if you ever got the notion.
We'd love to have you back, and that's what Rockline is for, is to make those connections. We are out of time. I'm BC, and I'll be seeing you. Rockline has been brought to you by Prison Break on Fox. Rockline is produced by Greg Jernigan and mixed by Jimmy Rash. Thanks to Chris Martin and David Brown for their invaluable contributions. And to Jamie Sutton and Valley Sound Studios, the home of Rockline. I'm Bob Coburn, and I'll be seeing you.